So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast, the podcast for vegans who want to get into their best shape, only eating plants, lose the fat, and build the muscle. I'm excited to have you back for another episode where I want to talk about three specific vegan nutrition misconceptions, okay? And I'm just saying misconceptions because for some reason I cannot pronounce the word myth in the plural form. So I'm not even trying, okay? I would just say misconceptions. And unfortunately, there's still so many. There's still so many misconceptions in the plant-based diet, which is very unfortunate, which holds many people back to achieve their best body and best performance and well-being as a vegan. And I want to share just three of them. There's plenty more. So maybe over the next weeks and months, I will share the rest of them. But I want to share the three most proponent ones that I see happening the most, and also talking to many people each week and each month, and that I'm on a call with or just ride with, and that they share with me. And I want to break those beliefs for you and finally have the right approach for your plant-based journey. Okay. And unfortunately, many of these things, of these misconceptions, of this type of advice comes from good-willed people. Okay. Those people that share this type of advice, they don't do it with malicious intent, I think. Okay. They do it because they want to help. They want to help people with their health, right? But most of the time, this type of advice I will share now with you that are misconceptions is interpreted the wrong way. Okay. Because most vegan doctors and most vegan influencers, what they do is they're speaking to the general population. Okay. So not necessarily to vegans, not necessarily to vegetarians. They mostly are speaking to the standard American diet consumer, the person that sits on a couch most of the day, that just eats junk food all day. And most of the influencers and most of the doctors speak to them because they want to have them make healthier lifestyle choices and eat more plant-based. Now, many people, many vegans specifically, they take on this advice for their own journey. Even though they're already plant-based, they take on the advice of those people, which again, it's good, with good intent from both sides. But unfortunately, there's many misconceptions. It's not your fault that you've been following this type of advice, but I want to break it to you and want to give you the right type of advice for me being vegan for 4 years, going through the challenges myself, and now having worked with over 320 people closely in a coaching setting. I've seen it all and know the right approach for you to take to see results. So the three main things I want to touch on. The first misconception that is out there that you read and see a lot is that beans and lentils are a good protein source. And the misconception I want to share with you is that beans are not a great protein source. Beans are not a protein source. Okay. And I will just give you the numbers. So you have the raw numbers and you can decide for yourself. But trust me, this is the case. So if you look at the raw numbers, if you look at 100 grams, so we do metric over here. So I would talk in grams. 100 grams of kidney beans, for example, have 8 grams of protein. Those are cooked, coming from a can. Okay. 8 grams of protein for around 130 calories. 100 grams of raw lentils, which is raw version, like I said, is 25 grams of protein, but 350 calories. 100 grams of peas have around 5 grams of protein and 81 calories. Okay, those are just like the beans and legumes and lentils. Well, let's look at protein sources that are actually good protein sources. Seitan, for example. 100 grams of seitan, depending on the brand, if you buy it store-bought, has 20 to 30 grams of protein per 100 grams. For just 100 to 200 calories. Okay. So that's double the amount or triple the amount of kidney beans, for same amount of calories, maybe, same amount of protein as for lentils, but with half the calories, for example, or 100 grams of tofu have around 15 grams of protein, and around 100 calories, 150 calories. Okay. 100 gram of protein powder. Now here comes the fun part. 100 grams of protein powder have 70 to 80 grams of protein for around 300 calories ish, maybe 400 to the max. Okay. So if you, for example, compare the lentils to protein powder, you're getting, basically triple the amount of protein for the same calories. Okay. And again, this is not to say that chickpeas and beans and lentils are bad. No, I'm not saying that. They're awesome. I'm a big fan. I'm also including them in my diet. But they're more of a side ingredient than a main protein source. Okay. They add on to a meal. They add good nutrients like protein and other micronutrients, but are not the main protein source of the meal. And that's where many vegans go wrong, because they think, okay, those are the go-to sources. I need to stack my meals with these ingredients. And then they end up not hitting their protein, overshooting their calories, because again, beans, lentils are pretty dense in calories, feeling bloated, right? And yes, they have amazing nutrients by itself. They're super healthy. So you should include them, but just not as a main protein source. Okay. So they are a carb source instead with a little bit of protein on the side. So why not make them like a side ingredient of your meal? Let's say we're looking at a salad. Okay. Instead of having like greens, let's say lettuce, romaine lettuce, and then having chickpeas as the main protein source and then other veggies. Instead of doing that, yeah, still have the romaine lettuce, still have the chickpeas, but as a small amount on the side on the salad. And as a main protein source, maybe add some tempeh or tofu or seitan or seitan, however you pronounce it. And then you have a good meal because it's high protein and you get the nutrients from the legumes. It's satisfying because of the legumes. That's one of the main benefits as well of lentils and beans. They're very satisfying if consumed in a good amount, not too much. If you combine those two, then it's a win-win. But don't use them as a main protein source because you will drive yourself crazy. I mean, I did it actually. There's videos and photos of me doing it. Fortunately, I documented everything on Instagram back then already. And there's plenty of videos where I just had bowls and bowls of peas and lentils combined. And I think back then I set the world record for highest amount of fiber in one meal, I think. So I'm laughing now, but it wasn't that much fun back then. It was definitely super bloated and gained a lot of weight. So be careful with that. Instead, go for lean protein sources like seitan, tofu, tempeh, protein powder as your main protein source. Beans are not high in protein. I hate to break it to you, but that's just how it is. Okay. The second misconception I've seen is that people say, hey, just eat enough calories on a vegan diet and you get all nutrients. Just eat enough. Then you get all nutrients. There's a few things that are flawed from that saying. The first thing is like, what is enough calories? What does a person mean with just eat enough calories? What about people trying to lose fat? What about people trying to gain muscle? What does enough calories mean? So do you just eat whatever you like and then you get all nutrients? So is there no framework to follow to get in shape and to lose fat and to gain muscle? If you go plant-based, can you do whatever you want, right? So that's the first like weird situation with that. And the second is it's just not always true, right? So you could be missing out on different nutrients if you do it that way. You don't pay attention to a few key factors. For example, if you just go for beans as your main protein source, you might miss out on certain amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein from beans, for example. There is missing the amino acid methionine, if I pronounce it correctly. This is an amino acid not very present in the beans. And you are missing out on that if you are not incorporating other protein sources, right? That's very important to understand. Or, yeah, also B12, vitamin D, omega-3, with a just eat enough calories diet, you're probably not hitting those things. You got to supplement them and in a way that serves your goals, right? And also, we're talking about calories, awesome. Maybe you're hitting the calories and then hitting nutrients, but what about the macros, right? Because macros are also nutrients. That's why they're called macronutrients. So everyone seems to be forgetting about them. and it's like, hey, just focus on the micros, just make sure you get enough iron and calcium, but also called micronutrients. There are also nutrients called macronutrients. So which ones do you think have a bigger effect on your body, of your well-being, on your energy, on your performance, on your looks? What do you think? Macros are measured in grams. Micros are measured in micrograms, milligrams, whatever it is, right? So don't forget about the macros. Don't just eat enough calories and then just eat a ton of carbs, tons of fats, and no protein. So there's another, unfortunately, flawed type of advice I see, which is not true. I also did some comparison picture on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, you have a visual for it. But I put like a comparison photo. Left side, you see a whole day of eating, like a full day of eating with this type of advice, just eat enough calories. So it has like, I don't know, 2,500 calories. It has like oats for breakfast, a big salad for lunch, chickpeas and veggies for dinner, and a few nuts and seeds here and there. So definitely enough calories, but you end up not hitting your protein and having like 50 grams of protein and a tons of fiber. Then the right side, as a comparison, you have one meal that's like 500 calories that has already the same amount of protein as one day and better nutrients as well. So just don't do that, okay? It doesn't work out. Make sure you have a framework that works for you, for your body, your goals, and your situation, all right? Just eating enough calories won't do the trick. Just hate to break to you, but that's how it is. And the third misconception I see a lot in the vegan community is that there's somehow the notion that vegans are not getting enough fat. So you're not eating enough fat on a daily basis. People say, hey, a plant-based diet is very high in carbs and you need to pay attention to make sure you eat your fat intake, which actually is, of course, is good advice because yes, fats are important. Many people might neglect them because they're scared, but most of the time vegans have no struggle in hitting them. Okay. I've seen this for myself and I've seen this for hundreds of clients coming in. When we analyze their nutrition, we see it as well. That hitting fat is not a slight struggle. Like there's so much, interesting enough, and like fats add up very quickly on a plant-based diet. So tofu, nut butter, avocado, tahini, nuts, seeds, all those things add up pretty quickly to your daily fat intake. So they are not struggling to the fat intake. Most of the time they're over exceeding their fat needs for the day. That's what I found after analyzing many people. And indeed, unfortunately, many vegans are not getting the healthy fats. Okay, of course, tahini, avocado are healthy fats. However, the healthiest fats are omega-3 fatty acids. Okay, so fat, you have omega-6 fat and omega-3 fat, right? So for you to get the benefits of recovery, to reduce inflammation, to make sure you perform your best, you need omega-3 fatty acids in your system as well. And most vegans are not getting enough. That's actually how it is, because they're not supplementing it. They think that flax seeds and chia seeds and walnuts are great omega-3 fat sources, which, yes, they do have omega-3. However, they have a form which is not well absorbed from us. It's called ALA. Okay, and when omega-3 comes in the ALA form, it needs to be converted from your body into EPA and DHA, which is those two other things, EPA and DHA, that we want to have. Okay, those are the forms we want to have from like omega-3. So when vegans just focus on consuming flax seeds and chia seeds to hit the omega-3, then they're not getting enough of EPA and DHA, and then they don't have a healthy balance, don't have a healthy fat profile, so they don't recover as well, not as well focused, and they have more inflammation in their body. While if they would supplement with an algae-based omega-3, they would have very healthy range of those fats, because algae is actually the best omega-3 source, because they are EPA and DHA in their form, like that's EPA DHA. So if you are not supplementing it yet, I highly encourage you to take one and to stop consuming flax seeds for omega-3. Of course, keep consuming flax seeds because they're healthy, but not for the omega-3, because we just can't convert it properly. That's just how it is. It's not well absorbed. So those are the three main misconceptions I see. And again, there's so many more that I see. So this is just the beginning. And if you adapt those three things and do it the right way, you will see benefits and results immediately. So don't see beans and lentils as a good protein source. It's a side ingredient you can use for your meals. Secondly, eat enough calories to get all your nutrients. It's just not the case. Make sure you have a framework to follow that's custom for you. And you're not struggling to hit your fats most of the time. It's easy for you to hit your fats. Make sure to keep it in a good range. And also to not forget about omega-3 fatty acids from EPA and DHA. All right. So thanks so much for listening. Just a few key things I found that are holding many people back. And I don't want you to be held back by these misconceptions. I want to have you take the right path for results so you can get those gains and save the planet. All right. Thanks so much for listening in. If you enjoyed this episode, then please let me know. And yeah, we'll talk very soon. Peace out. Talk soon.
Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.